All right, we are here. And so are you, ready now. Ready to enact a healing. A healing with a family member, parent, sibling, or child. Your opportunity to break a long-standing negative or limiting bond or contractual arrangement. So let yourself get comfortable and relaxed. This is a conscious process. So get yourself as comfortable as you can while not falling asleep. You may be tempted to nod off, and if you do, just know that part of you is kind of wanting to avoid the intensity of the emotion. Don't judge yourself about that. Just pay attention to our voice and listen to the sound of our voice as we speak. Bring yourself present. Consciously choose to be present. Get yourself as comfortable as you can so that where you place your body, you don't have to wiggle or move or distract yourself or others. To where you're most comfortable, where you can be the longest without moving. Just give yourself as much comfort as you can. And as you do that, let yourself take now a gentle, slow, deep breath from the belly, from deep in the belly, breathing in. And then just gently letting it out. And another breath, and another breath. Three deep, gentle breaths. Slowly relaxed. And as you do that, feel how your nervous system and your body just gently calms down and you center within yourself. And if your eyes aren't closed, close them now. And realize that with your eyes closed, with your lids covering your eyes, that that's telling your body, your system, to go within. To go into that center within you. Now that center could be in your heart or your solar plexus or your third eye. Or the center could be just that whole line between the top of your head down the root at your coccyx. Just that whole strip of light. Your center. Feel yourself centered. And then feel yourself grounded. Feel yourself connected to the earth. Yes, you may be indoors and your feet are on the floor. But sense that there are connections that go from your feet down into the earth. And feel the cool, pleasant strength and calm of the earth. Feel yourself connected to this calm, this strength, this power of earth. Let it be your support. You let yourself stand, so to speak, on your earth. And extend your consciousness above your head as well. To ground there, to the center of your being, to the center of the universe, to the divine, to God, Goddess, all that is. Send that beam up. That attention, that beam of light, whatever you call it, to that place, to connect up there, maybe higher self. Connect to soul and spirit. Feel yourself connected to the divine within yourself, above you. Let yourself now feel grounded above and below. Because that divine nourishes your spirit, your heart, your love, your being, as the earth nourishes your body, your strength, your physical incarnation. Gently supported. And as you feel this, imagine that above you is a starry sky. Now, it may be the starry sky showing up in the daylight. That looks strange. No, not on the astral plane. Or it may be the night sky. You, with your eyes closed, may be imagining it's night. But whatever you do, see there's sparkles, thousands of sparkles above you. A beautiful sky with stars and stars and more stars. And as you see these stars, as you just kind of notice them up there, you notice that several of them begin to move from their position. And they come together to a point, or they form a circle, and they put their light together. These stars contributing, each one, a light, like spokes in a wheel, to the center, to the hub. A bright light forms there. We are a group, and there are many of us. We come together to speak as one. That light, see it as us, it's us, our light. Above you now, our light. And we send a beam of light down to you in a beautiful color, a color just right for you, sparkling, iridescent, shimmering. This beam of light comes down to touch you. It comes down to surround you like a column of light. And let it surround you. Let us surround you. Let us wrap you up in our cocoon of love. Let us love you. We know what you have gone through has been hard. It has been challenging. It has required a lot of you. And it takes courage to do what you are preparing to do now. Let us support you. Let us be with you. Let us assist you and help you. You don't have to do this alone. Let us be with you. Accept us. Let us love you. Let yourself receive some love. Because, dear one, you're worthy of it. Oh, yes, you didn't earn it and fight for it and struggle for it and suffer for it. You're allowing it, receiving it. And it takes a lot of self-value and self-worth to do that. Know that you are safe at all times. If at any point you feel uncomfortable, just let us love you. Just let us hold you. Just remember, we're with you, a shimmering, iridescent, sparkling light of a color just right for you, surrounding you, supporting you. And now imagine yourself standing, perhaps in a beautiful woods or by the ocean or on top of a mountain, or in your home, a place that is comfortable for you to imagine, a place perhaps with some beauty, a place that is safe for you to be. And where you are in that beautiful place, let yourself walk around and explore it a bit. Use your senses. Use your vision to see what's there. Imagine, pretend, make it up. Whatever feels comfortable and safe for you, make it up. Or maybe it is showing itself to you full-blown. So you can see it just fine. Listen to it. Is there a sound to it? Is there a breeze of air? And if so, what does it smell like? if you are in the woods, does it have that wonderful mossy, rich, fragrant, green, earthy, moist odor? Or at the beach, that salty air? Be with it. Just walk around. Take your shoes off, if they aren't already off, and walk barefooted around and just feel the earth there in that place or the floor there under your feet. Just feel how good it feels on your bare feet. The temperature is just perfectly comfortable, and let yourself just enjoy. Enjoy. You're ready to do something important for yourself. It's important because this is your mission. You're a light being. And your freedom can mean freedom for your planet, freedom for others through inspiration or direct communication. Any step you make towards your freedom, towards expanding and radiating more light, is your power, is your beauty. You see something glint, and curious, you turn your attention to that direction around you. And you notice it's a mirror. Now, it could be just that it's one of those handheld mirrors that's probably in your bathroom. Maybe a big one, you know, maybe about 10 inches in diameter, square. Mirror with a handle. It could be a full-length mirror on a tree. It could be a mirror that just hangs on the wall, a small mirror where you just see your face and your shoulders. But there's a mirror there. The light shines on it. It attracts you. It calls you. And so you walk over to it. And if it's a hand-held mirror, you pick it up and you look into it and you look into your mirror and you see yourself standing there. Is it a parent you're going to heal your relationship with, or a sibling or a child? As you look in this mirror, you see yourself that if it's a parent you're going to heal your relationship with, you see yourself, I am the child of this person. Or I am the sibling of this person. Or I am the parent of this child I am going to work with. And see how, by holding that identity, you don't really feel free. You don't feel that great. You feel limited. You're trapped in a pattern. You can see there on your face, in the way you hold your body, you can see the emotions that are continuously always being triggered and re-triggered in this relationship. You can see the attitudes that you hold, the beliefs about what's possible, what you should do and what they should do and how this relationship should have looked and should have been. Or what it should look like in the future. You see that all on your face, expressive as it is, or feel it in the energy, or sense it in yourself, and you sense the limitation, you sense the constriction. And you take a deep breath now, and as you do, you let go of that image of yourself. You let it go. You let go of the projection and identification, the identification as the child or the parent or the sibling, and you let go of the projection on that one who you are going to work with. You let go of your parents as parents. You see that parent as the person, as the human being, with their own issues, with their own perceptions their limitations, their gifts, their talents, and their strengths and their weaknesses. A real person. You see it. You know them well enough. You don't have to visualize them the way that you have very often, arrested as it has been for some years. See them as they are now, if they're still alive or if they've passed on. See them as the person in potential that they could be. See their light. And if it's a sibling, see their light. Let them be who they are. If it's a child, see them making their own decisions. And yes, they may not be as mature as what you would make, but it's their life. And you love them enough to give them their opportunity to be responsible for their own choices and decisions, and to think for themselves and feel for themselves. And you look at yourself now, having given them that gift. And you see yourself free of your role in the relationship. See yourself as the light being that you are, ready. Ready to be free, ready to heal, ready to love, ready to receive love. And see how freeing you look. See how lighter and brighter you are, and feel how expanded energetically you are, and how more comfortable you are. Freer, lighter, easier, more natural to who you are. And let yourself just pay attention. You are surrounded by light, your energy field, and ours. Let us expand you. Let us pull your light into beams of light so you can see your radiance. Yeah, see, we're just going to like pull these beams this way and that until you start to shine. Look at yourself, shining, radiant. You are a powerful reality being. You are a reality creator. You create all of this. This world is your playground, your experiment. You came out of love to this planet to bring a new vision for yourself and for your world. Look at you, filled with light, with luminous eyes. Look at that. Look at how you love. Look at how you feel. Look at how you care. See your beauty. See your power. You are a spark of the divine, a piece of consciousness, a particle in the body of God, God is all that is. You are worthy, valuable, and lovable. See this. Let yourself open to see who you are, the adult, the powerful reality creator you are. Drink it in. Receive it. Feel the light increase. Feel the energy sparkle in you. Smile. See how you light up with your smile. Feel the shift as you open to joy. Look at you. So bright, so beautiful. And now let yourself turn from the mirror. You see who you are. Turn from the mirror and turn around, or put that mirror down if it was a handheld mirror, and look behind you. You hear a noise back there. You don't know what it is, but you know. You really know. Because as you turn, you see this one. You see this one you love. You see this one you wish to heal your relationship with, to free yourself with, the one you wish to love and perhaps be loved by. Stand there and see them. See their light. Maybe they don't see it, but you do. They are a spark of consciousness too. With no judgment, just let yourself love them. You want this relationship to heal. You want to be free of the negative bond, the pain that you feel with them or have felt with them. You want to be free. You're ready to be free. You choose now to be free. And with that, you know you must be real. So let yourself now bring up all the dark emotions you've had with this relationship. Bring up the pain and the hurt to your awareness now. Feel where it is in your body. Bring up your anger that covers the fear, and bring up the fear. The fear that the love will be taken from you. That you'll do the wrong thing, that you will shame yourself, that you will disgrace yourself, or that they will push you away. Or they will know how to nail you and hurt you again. The anger that's for so long you've had to dance around them. You've had to take so much care to try not to tick them off, to try not to get them worked up. The anger at being kind of lied to, forced to be someone you weren't. That's the way you might have seen it. That somehow the only way to be with them would be to diminish who you are. If as your parents, what did you give up for them to be happy? Did you give up your sense of self? Did you give up your creativity? Did you give your power away? Did you diminish your light? Did you stop expressing yourself? Try to be the good little girl or boy? What did you give away? And what was the price you paid? Suppression, resentment, pain, bitterness, confusion. If it's your sibling, what did you give up? What did you lose to them? In the competition, what did they win and what did you lose? How did you feel about that? And if it's your child, grown now, old enough to stand on their own, what did you sacrifice of your life to bring them up, to nurture them? What did you sacrifice of your time, of your dreams, so that you could put it into them? What price did you pay? And what reward did you get for all your sacrifice and your martyrdom? The burdens you carried for them, the responsibilities you took of theirs upon you. What did it do for you? How did you feel? What was the emotion? Feel your emotions now. Feel the anger milling around, hot, sputtering, spiteful. Feel the fear, cold and icy in waves. Feel the hurt, deep woundedness of pain moving about in the depth of your bowels or in your depth of your stomach or chest, in your torso, moving about. That pain. Now let yourself, in your mind now, in your imagination, as all of this is, express that to this other, to this one. They are here in their beautiful self. They are here in spirit for you, and they're going to listen. They're going to listen to your side of the story. They're going to listen to your feelings. Tell them. Tell them that you're angry. Judge them if you're really furious. Tell them how horrible they've been to you. Or tell them how they've manipulated you or judged you or hurt you. Tell them. Bring it with as much intensity as possible. Tell them of your anger, of your fear, of your hurt, of your pain, of your shame, of the burdens you've carried, of the prices you've paid. Talk to them. And we're going to be silent for a moment so that you can do that. Tell them. Tell them. Speak it from your heart. Don't hold back. Don't be nice. Let it out freely, fully, completely, deeply. Now begin to breathe a bit more now. Come on. You're holding your breath, so come on, breathe. Maybe even pick up the rate of your breath to help move the intensity. Come on, move it. Breathe now. As you're telling them. If you've already told the whole spiel to them, tell it to them again with more intensity. Come on. Let them have it. That's it. Come on, more. Keep breathing. Don't hold your breath. Come on, get into it. Move energy. You're going to move some energy. Get it off your chest now. This is your opportunity. Let them hear you. Okay, now say some more. You're going to wrap it up now. This with the most intensity that you can. And now start to have, and again in your mind's eye, in your imagination, it's time for you to have a temper tantrum. It's time for you to get it out of your body. It's time for you to let it, that violence of the pain, of the fear, and the anger, and the rage, and the powerlessness. It's time to let it out of your body. So pull that anger, pull the rage, pull the fears, pull the emotions, pull it all. Come on, pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it. And the count of three, you're going to pull it into a big ball of light, of emotion, and you're going to wham them with it. You're going to slam them with it. One, come on, pull those emotions together. Two, pull them out into a big ball of energy. Two, you know, big, big ball of energy. Here we go. Two and three. Blow them up. Come on, blow them up. There you go. Pull out some more emotion. Blow them up. Give it to them. Come on again. Third time. All right. More emotion and blast them. And this time they break into 1,000 pieces or maybe 1,000,000 pieces, maybe into dust. The image you see in front of you blows up. Does it feel complete within you? If not, do it again. Come on, just do it again. Pull that emotion up. All that rage and anger. Oh, I'm really so angry at you. And crash. There you go. All and they're not there anymore. And if they're still there, do it again. Yeah? Blast them until they disappear. If they're just half there, hey, you need to do another one. Get the other half. Come on. That's it. That's it. Just clean it all out so there's nothing left of them. There's nothing there. Nothing. Empty space. Maybe a grease spot there on the ground. Feel in your chest. Feel in your throat. Feel in your solar plexus stomach area. Have you gotten it out now? Are you free? Are you clear? If not, do another one. Do it with your breath. If you do it, do it with your breath. Take a deep breath in and blast them with your out breath. Feel your chest. Is it clear? Is it empty? There you go. Getting clear. Feeling the emptiness. All right, let yourself just feel that emptiness. Feel what that feels like. Just experience it for just a few seconds. Gee, all the stuff I've been carrying on me is out. Feel how much lighter you feel. And maybe there's like this space in you. Feel it. It may feel uncomfortable, strange, odd, weird, free. It may feel pleasant and light. Just feel it. Feel the energy of having gotten it out. There you go. There's a lot more space for you now to feel, to think, to be, to respond. And as you are feeling that, then see in front of you, they're there again. They are there again. The one you're seeing in front of you now is not their beautiful light being self. The self you have given them permission to be their true, real self. That's not who you're seeing here now. You're seeing the one who's caught up in the game, in the box, in the pain. The one who's been tortured by their side of this relationship, as have you, in your side. See this one there, standing in front of you, in their pain, in their shame, in their anger, in their rage, in their fear, in their hurt. See them with all these emotions, and they're just milling around, and they're almost overpowered by these emotions. Mentally, tell them, yes, I will hear you. Tell me what you are feeling. Now is the time. You heard me, I now hear you as the light being that I am. So be present for them. Hold the space. Let them give it to you. Let them suck it to you. Let them bitch and moan and complain and judge and scream and yell and jump up and down and flail their fists, however they want to do it. Let them get it out. Let them express. Let them accuse you. And listen. Listen to what they are saying. Listen between the words for their pain. They're trying to adjust. They're trying to compensate for their pain, for their hurt, for their shame, for their feelings of low value or worth, bluster. And they rant and they rave and they stomp. No, they're not going to blow you up like you blew them up. They're just going to get it off their chest. They continue more vehemently, more intensely. They're yelling, screaming perhaps, crying and pounding their fists perhaps. Listen. See their pain. See what they're trying to achieve. Sense what they're hoping that they can get from you, whatever that is. And why they want that from you. What is it you can give them? And now a part of you kind of slips, your consciousness kind of slips like a little particle of light and slips over to them while your body stands there. And you go inside their head and you go behind their eyes and you look through their eyes. You look through their eyes at you. See you. See what they are perceiving of you. See why and how. See the pain that they got from you. See the love they have for you. The love they need from you, or the validation they wanted from you, or the power they wanted from you. See it. See how it would have, in their fantasy, made them complete. See yourself through them. Have compassion. Feel the impact of their feelings. Feel it in you. Come back to you. No need to get defensive. No need to push it away. No need to feel overwhelmed. They are releasing. Give them that. And you stand there, giving them impact. You were heard. They heard you. They stayed until you let go of the image you had of them. You made a difference. You cleared the old image. You had impact on them. And they have impact on you. Not guilt. Don't let yourself go there. No shame, no remorse at this moment. Just let yourself have compassion for where they're coming from. Understand why they feel and act the way they do. Realize what you had hoped that they would say or be, and that they had hoped what you would say or be. The fantasies the two of you had shared in a negative connection. Thank them. Thank them for speaking. Say, I hear you. I've heard you now. Thank you. And they look at you. And their red eyes hold tears. And they say, thank you for letting me speak. I hear you too. And remember how you had hoped that you would have a good relationship and what you had hoped that relationship would be. Let it go. Let them be whoever they choose to be. Let them be free to be them. And give yourself permission to let you be free to be yourself. So forgive yourself. And forgive them. Both of you were just trying to be a little bit happier, a little bit less in pain, hoping something could change. The other would change and then you would feel good. Both of you were hoping for that. Tell them, I forgive you. I understand. Will you forgive me? Let them forgive you. Let them tell you that they forgive you. They understand. Feel within yourself. And realize that this relationship is clear. Feel the clarity. Feel the cleanness. It's done. Say to them, our relationship is now a blank slate. Our history of pain and anger and sorrow, it's gone, it's wiped clean. And if you wish to continue a relationship with this one, say, our slate is clean, we can begin again, afresh, anew, from scratch, from the very beginning, from the get-go. We can start and negotiate something completely new. Share in the adventure of what we could discover of ourselves and each other. And if you don't want to continue with this one, if you feel that that's it, if they've passed on, for example, or for some reason or another, it's not where you choose to go, say, I lay this relationship to rest now. You take them by the hand and put them in a beautiful garden. It just appears right there. A beautiful garden filled with flowers and birds and butterflies. Maybe a sparkling fountain under a big, big spreading tree. And sit them there and say, if I want to remember you, I'll go back to the positive you. I'll come to this place in meditation to be with you. Otherwise, I'm going on. I love you and I wish you well. Farewell. And you walk away. Perhaps you give them a kiss, a pat on the hand, and you turn and you walk away. But if you want this relationship to continue, now's your chance to dream it. Now's your chance to imagine what would it be like if you could be in this healed space, in this place where the slate is clean. So when they play the old game, you don't feel the button push, you don't take it personally, you don't overreact, you don't dance to their tune or try to make them dance to yours. What would it be like just to be in their presence with you being free and clear and radiating unconditional love? Just imagine, what would that feel like? To allow them the opportunity to feel safe enough with you to become real as well, to become authentic, perhaps to love, to open, to be free themselves. What would that be like? Just feel the energy of it. Just imagine it. Just sense it. You don't have to sense much detail. Just sense what it feels like. The overall freedom of it. The overall safety of it. The overall loving, nurturing energy of that. Give them their freedom to be the person that they are. Tell them, I love you and I give you the freedom to be exactly who you are, regardless of what you choose or not choose or do or not do. I will love you. I accept you. However you are, I honor and respect you. Whether it is a parent to whom you finally give the freedom for them to be the person that they are and not your parent, or your sibling to live their life, to see themselves in a different balance and a different way within that family that you share, to enjoy who they are and to continue their games if they wish, to still continue to be in the box if they so choose, and your child self, your child, not your child self, your child, grown child, big enough to stand on their own feet. Look at that self standing in front of you. I trust you to grow in what way you need to grow, to do what you came to do. And I will support and love you in your development, in your life. Unconditionally love you. I'll be here for you if you want me to, but not as your parent, but as your friend. I give you your freedom, and I give myself freedom too. Let yourself feel the love that is not bound by negativity. Feel how free it is. Feel the flow of it from their heart to your heart, from your heart to their heart. Just feel the flow. Just relish it. Just enjoy it. Just be with it now. Love yourself. Let God, Goddess, all that is, love you. You do not seek any approval or validation from this one. Nor do they need to seek that from you any longer. No manipulations, no games, no politics, no judgment. You're authentic, open, and loving. Just hold that resonance. Just be there. Just feel the energies shift. Feel the cells in your body grok it. Just they get it. They let them get the idea. Let them get the feeling. It's safe. You're loved. You're okay. All's right with your world. You're a powerful reality creator. And in the background, you hear a kind of peepsy voice. But what about me? And you turn, and there is your child self. the being that you were when you were a child, who never felt that he or she got enough love, enough safety, enough unconditional acceptance, enough freedom, enough security. Smile to that little one. Take her in your arms, or him in your arms. Hold your child self to you. And say, I have a surprise for you. I love you. And it's a birthday present that's very special for you. And suddenly, standing by the two of you is a being of light. A beautiful being of light just standing there. Perhaps an angel. Perhaps a spirit guide. Perhaps higher self. And you let go of the child, and the child into the arms of this light being filled with love. And this being takes the child by the hand and leads the child into a beautiful, glorious world. The world the child has always dreamed of, the world of love and joy, play, healthiness, happiness, bliss, where all is love. And he or she can be who they are, with no exception or limit. You can just see it. There's the child going in, and they're the perfect parents that the child always wanted, that could love this child perfectly, ideally. And the lifestyle is perfect. The siblings are perfect. It's all perfect for that child. And you laugh again, because within you, you feel yet another freedom, another release, a fulfillment, a satiation, a fullness in your heart, so that you turn back to this one whom you have forgiven and who has forgiven you. And you go put your arms around them and love them. Your new life has begun. Even if they act with meanness or spite, you can laugh and love. Because you have a vision of a new world. In fact, you have a memory of a way it can be that you've brought from home, your divine home, from the oneness. You've brought it here. The imprint of unconditional love. And you access that now. You remember it. You are dreaming it for you and your world. Feel your freedom. It is done. And as this hug continues with love, feel the shimmering light in the color that's perfect for you, surrounding you. As we hold you both in love and support in our resonance. It's a new reality now for you. If you ever fall back into the old patterns and reassume them for some reason, you can always go back to here and clear. You're never at a loss again. Because when you change you, you change everything. So let yourself hold this resonance and hold this energy as you bring your conscious awareness back into your body, into the current time-space. Bring that energy back with you into every cell, into your physical life. And to every action that you do and the way that you are shining your light. May it continue to shine ever greater. You can always call on us anytime. Bringing yourself back to the awareness of your feet upon the floor, connected with the earth and connected above to God, Goddess, all that is, or your higher self. Feeling your grounding, feeling your presence. Letting yourself open your eyes now. Gently being back in your space. Again, taking 3 deep breaths. With eyes open now. Back here. There you are. And welcome back. Welcome back, dear one. It has been our pleasure to be with you on this journey. You have done a big piece of work. Love is the answer. Love is the reason. Your life can begin anew with this one. You don't have to take on any more burdens. Because love is not martyrhood. Love is not suffering. Love is not pain. Love is not shutting up. Love is not suppressing. Love is accepting and being who you are. Consciously. As we say, it's a pleasure, and we look forward to any other time that we could possibly work with you in any way that that is feasible, or through our CDs, or through other workshops. We surround you, as we always do. You can call on us any time, especially at night. We like to come and work with you. And we'll just come as that shimmering light, surrounding you with our light and surrounding you with our love as we do now, surrounding you with our light and surrounding you with our love. Farewell.